with your thoughts stuck in a loop. You can be thinking and feeling the same things over and over again. But there are ways out. Let's talk about that in a moment. If you would like some help with your thought loops, your thought patterns, understanding your beliefs and assumptions behind them, changing them to something more empowering, jump on beautifulpodcast.com, use the coupon code BEAUTIFUL2022, you get 50% off your first session. Let's begin.
This is a beautiful thought.
Welcome, beautiful thinkers. I was thinking about getting lost in thought. This can be a positive experience, letting our minds wander, just thinking about whatever we feel like, free thinking, exploring the world of thought. But what I'm talking about here is a little bit trickier. What I notice with some people sometimes is, for example, especially if they have an angry thought, then they go into that angry thought, especially if this person is a verbal thinker, because verbal thinkers tend to be linear thinkers. And what will happen? This person talks about a problem. As the problem comes up, they have this state-based memory. Because they're angry, they start thinking about other things that make them angry. And then they move on to the next thing. And because they're a linear thinker, it's hard for them to see that they've actually moved on to the next thing. They don't necessarily stop to think about that. And then they go through that for a while, and then they jump on to the next thing. Never with any of the individual issues having any kind of resolution. So it's possible that a person like this, if they don't find a way to shake things up, change the way of thinking, redirect their thinking, they might well stay angry for years or depressed or whatever the emotional state may be. This is a problem for them. What can we do in this situation? This is really difficult because it is like these thoughts can be like a trap. We're allowing ourselves to be trapped by these thoughts. These thoughts have ensnared us, and we willingly stay within that snare. We don't get ourselves out. And we don't necessarily know how. What can we do in this situation? Probably the number one thing to do is meditate. And this is going to afford us certain benefits that are going to help us get through this situation. So if we meditate with the correct intention, with the right purpose, we can begin to see, perhaps we even take these thoughts when they arise, as objects of meditation. Look at them, observe them. We continue on that path, we start to notice, I am more the observer than the thought. This is something that Eckhart Tolle talks about a lot. I always recommend, especially the audiobook version of Practicing the Power of Now. That's, at least to date, it seems to be the most condensed, most powerful, potent, potential-filled version of Eckhart Tolle's thoughts and practices relating to this subject. Now, if we find out that we're not the thinker, we're more like the observer, we identify less with those angry or depressed thoughts. We don't think of those as us quite so much anymore. That enables us to have some distance, and we can see things without thinking that we are just this angry person or we are this victim or whatever it is. Maybe we can begin to have a new story about ourselves, or maybe we don't even need a story. Who knows? The other thing to do is journaling. And this is also a kind of meditation, if we do it correctly. Of course, if we want to do journaling, we can just do it free form and just think whatever we want to think and get it down on pages. And that can be helpful because at least we can see visually. Now we've removed a little bit of that linear element, so we can see things clearly. We've got to have these two dimensions to our thoughts now, and we can see an overview and a sort of glance, see what we're looking at, and this can begin to inspire insight. But more likely, what is likely to be more helpful is to write about the particular issue. And I've talked before about this wonderful book. It's called The Skilled Helper. Every version has a little different, every edition has a different version of this formula, but it goes something like this. What's on my mind? What's the real challenge? What do I want? What can I do to get it? And we go through these four steps. We can use these while we're journaling to help clarify our thoughts, to help clarify not just our thoughts, because the thing is, like with this getting lost in thought, going from one thought to a next, this is more normally just us stuck on the first stage, going round and round in circles. And we won't notice that we're going around in circles because we're just on one line, one track mind, going over and over the same things. This enables us to take one of those issues, focus on it. Again, this is kind of where the meditation comes in, because we can focus on one thing, guide our minds back so we stay on track and explore that one issue. And really, we can take as long as we want going through these steps. What is on my mind? There we explore the issue. What's the problem? You know, how have people treated us? How are we responding to it? How are we thinking about it? How do we feel about it? What is going on inside of us? And we can start to get a pretty clear view of the situation. What are my assumptions in this situation? Which is a key one. Then perhaps we even begin to ask, how else could I look at this? And then we move on and say, what's the real challenge? Like, what is the real thing I want to address here? And sometimes the thing will be something in the external world, something we want to do. Perhaps we need to have, or we want to have a conversation with somebody. We want to express something to somebody and try to change things in that way. And often it will be, well, actually, I want to change something about myself. I want to change so I'm not so angry, so I don't react so extremely. And, you know, and it can also be both. We can act in the world and also act within ourselves and make movements in both these directions. And that's great. If we get some insight from our journaling, we can make some notes and think, well, what is a way that I can implement that? That's skipping ahead a bit. The other question, what do I want? What would I prefer to feel? What do I want in the world? What do I want in out of this situation? What do I want out of myself? Like, what does my best self look like in this situation? How will my best self respond? How can I be more like that best self in the future? And what am I going to do about it? So how can I implement those insights? And these are things that we can do. We get caught in a loop. There's probably a lot of people out there caught in loops. Now we can move past them. All it takes is exercising a little bit more awareness, just a little bit more. Meditating, observing our thoughts, or writing them out, or both. Getting to know ourselves. Getting to know ourselves can be a powerful transformational tool. And maybe next time, it will be a pleasant experience when we get lost in thought.
A beautiful thought.
If you find yourself in that situation, caught in those loops of thought, unable to transcend, then you might need a little external help, and I can help you with that. I'm an expert in assisting people explore their own minds and find their own solutions, formulate an action plan, and move forward in their life to a place of greater happiness and fulfillment. Jump on beautifulpodcast.com, use the coupon code BEAUTIFUL2022, you get 50% off your first session. Most importantly, have a wonderful day.
I don't wanna feel like this.